Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Mwalimu Kipepeo. I am Jasmine Omboye, and I am glad to have you tuned in this week. Today, we learn about taxation, with the hope that this episode will have the answers to all your questions, even as we all endeavor to be law-abiding citizens of our great nation. Let's go ahead and learn something new. With the many changes that have happened globally within the past 1 year or so, the economy has been worst hit. And sadly, many employees have been forced to take pay cuts, while others have had to lose their jobs. With things starting to open up, people are now looking for new jobs, and salary negotiations are paramount to a new employee. So how do you negotiate salaries while considering taxation? That's something that many people forget along the way. So tax consultant Evans Kithinji will take us through this topic. I have known Evans all my life. Growing up, his family lived next door to our family, and now he is a successful family man offering very important services to Kenyans. Over to you, Evans. Enlighten our listeners.
Hi, welcome to this podcast. My name is Evans Kithinji, and I am a tax consultant. I hope you will find it very useful, the tax discussion today. The best place to start would be by understanding why taxation is important to every Kenyan. Through the Constitution, Kenyans have delegated powers to three main bodies, the executive, the legislature, and the judiciary. And for these three organs to function, they must have sufficient funding. Who better to fund these institutions and the people who delegated the power to them? These institutions, when funded sufficiently, can offer public goods and services for everyone's consumption across the country. Most of the projects by the government are mostly of public interest. The government, through the taxes we pay, offer security and governance. So through the police, through the army, through services offered by the ministries and by public servants. The government also funds parliament, so pays their salaries, pays their operation, and parliament's role would be to legislate, create laws. The government also has a responsibility of offering affordable health to a citizen, also offering education to all the children of the nation, ensuring good infrastructure like roads, airport, telecommunication network, and railways. Also fund public interest activities such as scientific research and environmental protection. With these, we cannot be able to offer on our own capacity as individuals, and therefore there's a need to pull together to have these services offered. So paying taxes ensures that the government can offer these good services and goods. When the system works, the impact on business and individuals is tremendous. Businesses can run in a peaceful environment, having access to good infrastructure. The businesses grow and jobs are created, resulting in a better economic fortune for the citizen. When we have proper roads, working hospitals, effective security, and affordable education, then the citizens are the ultimate beneficiaries.
How does taxation work?
In Kenya, taxes are raised by two main major ways. There are two main major methods, the direct taxes method and the indirect taxes. Under direct taxes, individuals and businesses pay to the government tax from the income or profit they generate, either from employment, business, or any other transaction that allows the person to gain a profit or income. Direct taxes are computed based on the ability of the individual or the business to pay. Most direct taxes are computed as a percentage of the earned income, ensuring that we all pay the same proportion of tax at the end of the period. The current tax rate in Kenya for individuals and for businesses is capped at 30%. In the determination of taxable income, the tax plan considers not only the gross income as stated in the contract of employment, but also other benefits that accrue from the employer-employee relationship. This include benefits in cash as well as benefits in kind. For individuals, the rates of tax increase as the taxable income increases. The tax ranges from 10% for any amount below 24,000 per month, then 25% for any additional amount up to 32,333. And finally, any income above the 32,333 is then taxed at 30%. These tax bands apply for both employment income, sole proprietorships, and individuals in partnerships. Indirect taxes are applied to certain goods and services rather than on the income. In most cases, these taxes are levied on the manufacturer or service provider who transfers the burden to the consumer of the goods or services. Examples in Kenya include the excise tax. Excise tax is levied on alcohol, cigarettes, bottled water, cosmetics, airtime, data, and bank charges. These taxes are designed to be paid by the institutions either manufacturing or offering the services. However, they are transferred, and the final consumer of the goods and services is the one who pays the tax. Similarly, value-added tax is part of the indirect tax, and the VAT is transferred always to the final consumer. So in any VAT transaction, the person who ultimately pays the VAT is the final consumer, is the person who probably walks to the supermarket, buys a pen for their own consumption. In Kenya, unless expressly provided for in the tax legislation, all persons, natural or artificial, are subject to tax. For individuals, certain reliefs are accorded. So, for instance, we have got the personal relief, which is accorded to every individual on their income. This ensures that the tax payable is reduced by the personal relief. Deduction or pension contributions, and there are individuals also entitled to insurance relief and mortgage deductions. Persons living with disability also get tax exemption for the first 150,000 shillings they earn in a month, among other benefits.
When people are negotiating their salaries, what are the key points to consider when dealing with tax?
Negotiating the salary you want is a very crucial part of any fulfilling engagement. It is very important to always negotiate your salary with the net pay in mind. The easiest way would be to negotiate a salary net of taxes. This means negotiating a salary based on your desired take home, and therefore the employer has the responsibility to mark up your gross, knowing that all benefits will be taxed on the employee. Ensure that all the benefits are also taken into consideration when marking up the earnings. Where possible, ensure that the benefits you're taking home are given to you in cash and not in kind, as this translates to actual value for you as opposed to when they're given to you in kind. Alternatively, you could mark up the desired take home with the taxes and other deductions and negotiate a gross salary that allows you sufficient take home income. Agree with the employer who shall pay the taxes on some of the benefits that may accrue to you. Always push the tax burden to the employer. One very important thing to always remember is that it is a responsibility of the employer to deduct and remit taxes from employment income.
Just let us know, what are some of the common misconceptions that Kenyans have on taxation? And this applies to both employers and employees.
One of the most common misconceptions is that you can demand for a specific service after you have paid for taxes. In some instances, attempts have even been made to make for tailor-made services after taxes have been paid. Nothing could be further from the truth. The responsibility as to how funds will be located, and public funds at this, lies with the government through its various arms. So the executive will have a role in it. Parliament will have a role in it as well. And they will determine, based on the need and the urgency, where to allocate funds. So for instance, they would prefer to build a dam in a particular region as opposed to making sure they've constructed a road that will lead to your home. Another misconception is that consultants pay lower taxes than employees. I have had it in my many years of practice where individuals say, I want to be a consultant and pay 5% tax. One of the most common misconceptions. The truth of the matter is that the rate of tax for every individual, every business, is capped at 30%. 5% paid by a consultant is usually an advance tax. Thereafter, they are required to account for the difference and pay the remaining portion of tax.
Okay, so let's assume that I want to file my taxes. What are the requirements that one needs to file their taxes? Are there documents that one needs to have? Is there something specific that people are asked for so that you can ease the process? What are these requirements?
Every holder of a PIN, also known as the personal identification number, is required to file returns every year. These returns are filed against the income generated in each of the financial years. Every person, natural or artificial, has a 6-month window to file these income tax returns. For individuals and for sole proprietorships and partnerships, the 6-month period runs from January to the last day of June. This is a standard time frame that cuts across for every individual. Businesses equally have a 6-month window. However, this would vary based on their company year end. So, if a company's year end is in June, then they would have a 6-month window from 1st of July to 31st of December to make sure they have filed their annual income tax returns. Filing these returns requires you, for employees, to have your P9, which is a summary of the income you have earned in the financial year. This is what is used to guide the information you're going to key in the return. However, if you also run a sole proprietorship, there'll be a requirement that over and above the employment income, you will declare business income from the sole proprietorship. So you will be required to declare your sales and net off from the sales expenses that you incurred in the generation of that business income. For limited liability companies, audited financial statements are required to file this return. Where no business was conducted or no income was earned in a financial year, then you are required to still file a return, only that this time it will be a nil return.
Okay, so thank you, Evans, for taking time and sharing some of this very important information to our listeners. I would not have given that information since I am not very conversant with taxation issues, but I've also learned something, I must say. But before we go, finally, this is just a final point. What is your parting shot? Or rather, what is that one thing that you'd like our listeners to remember about this conversation that we've had today?
In conclusion, I believe that you have been able to see the impact that you generate when you are tax compliant. When you pay your taxes, when you file your returns on time, and generally, the participation in the building of the economy. The participation in making sure that the government is able to provide goods and services for use by all Kenyans. So the roads, the hospitals, the schools, the railway lines, security, and even research. I would encourage you to continue to participate in making sure that you remain compliant and also avoid pitfalls that could disenfranchise you of additional funds as a result of penalties and interest. Make sure that you file your returns on time. In the event that you have any questions or any queries, please feel free to reach out and we'll be sure to respond and to also assist in any way possible, making sure that the tax journey is seamless and much more enjoyable. Thank you. If you need any services or assistance in filing returns, you could reach out to us via the email evanskithinji@gmail.com.
On October 1st, 1976, the CN Tower in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, officially opened, making it the world's tallest freestanding structure height with antenna of 1,815.4 feet on land. The construction of the tower had started in February 1973 and opened to the public on June 26, 1976. It held the title for over 30 years until the Burj Khalifa in the United Arab Emirates overtook it in the year 2009 with a height of 2,717 feet, which is equivalent to 828 meters high. That record is expected to be surpassed by the Jeddah Tower, whose construction is currently on hold in Saudi Arabia. The skyscraper is planned to be the world's first 1 kilometer high building. That is 3,281 feet. Now you know. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Mwalimu Kipepeo. Please like our Facebook page for brand new episodes every week. Remember to like and share this episode with everyone you know. I'm Jasmine Ombwe. Let's meet next week for another learning experience. Ciao!